Africa to plant a million trees and Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA. Court sets Friday to rule on Malanji's bail pending appeal. Mopani Copper Mine suspends contractors' operations after fatal accidents. In global news, Moscow confirms Russian forces helped repel ISIL attack on Niger airport. With the main news at 13, my name is Mutale Mulenga. Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Wishimanga has set Friday this week to rule on whether to grant former Foreign Affairs Minister Joe Malanji bail pending appeal or not. Mr. Malanji is serving a four-year prison sentence for acquiring properties established to be proceeds of crime, including two helicopters and houses in Silverest, among others linked to funds allocated for a Zambian chancery in Turkey. Magistrate Wishimanga set the ruling date after the state opposed Mr. Malanji's bail application, arguing that the mere lodging of an appeal does not entitle him to bail as of right and that he has not demonstrated delay in hearing the appeal. The state added that bail pending appeal is an exceptional remedy that the Economic and Financial Crimes Court operates on a fast-track timetable, and releasing Mr. Malanji is prejudicial to the prosecution. However, the defense argued that the appeal raises novel points of law, undermining the conviction, and that the trial magistrate misapplied corporate personality principles. They claim factual findings linking Mr. Malanji to the source of funds were unsupported by the record, contended there is a realistic prospect of success on appeal, and that Mr. Malanji faces serving a substantial portion of his sentence if bail is refused. Mopani Copper Mines has suspended all underground mining operations being conducted by its contractor, Reliant Mining, in Kitwe and Mufulira following two fatal underground mining accidents recorded in less than 3 weeks. According to Mopani Chief Executive Officer Charles Sakanya, the punitive measure will remain in force pending the completion of full investigations into both fatal accidents, the submission of a comprehensive safety improvement plan by Reliant Mining, and Mopani's review and approval of corrective and preventive measures aimed at addressing identified safety gaps. Mr. Sakanya says the reinstatement of Reliant Mining's underground operations will only be considered after Mopani is satisfied with the proposed safety measures and has verified readiness to implement them. He says the mining firm has further commenced mass safety meetings with underground employees and supervisors in both Kitwe and Mufulira. This is contained in a statement issued by Mopani Public Relations Manager Nibert Mulenga. Opposition Citizens First Party President Harry Kalawa has criticized the current high electricity tariffs, saying they are placing an additional burden on households and businesses already struggling with the cost of living. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Mr. Kalawa argued that the tariffs reflect broader economic weaknesses and poor management of national resources by the UPND government. Mr. Kalawa believes electricity should be affordable if Zambia's natural wealth was properly utilized, citing the country's dependence on borrowing as a contributor to high utility costs. He has suggested strengthening productive sectors such as mining to ease pressure on citizens and lower tariffs. The opposition leader also announced his party's focus on nuclear energy to address power challenges and reduce tariffs.
The cost of electricity has just become very expensive. Because salaries are not increasing. The civil servants up to now, as well, they are speaking, they have not seen any increment in the salaries. So it is things like this that we are talking about. That's why we need to come in and provide solutions to this problem. They are saying it's cost-effective tariffs, we are the cheapest in the region, and therefore we need to be like other regions. I mean, how do you govern a country like that? The job of government is to ensure that they provide relief to their people.
Meanwhile, Kalawa is of the view that many Zambians are regretting their past voting decisions due to the current hardships.
In a low, abantu wale ita regret kufunia po walungu wale ndo kutila limbi na walungu wale po wino wale ituwa lete batuwa na alela ndai na mu 2021 ukutila uyu waka inde ichi na mrefu wa ambe na mkwe again I was called names Luchi. You are selfish, you are power hungry. Just because nakano kusupporta wa haka hindi ichi lemelo ufara mpamba nakana apupele ya mali problem.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, is calling for increased investment in research and development in the construction industry to drive national development and infrastructure growth. Speaking at a stakeholder engagement breakfast meeting in Kitwe this morning, EIZ President Wesley Kaluba emphasized that research and development is crucial for building better, safer and more sustainable structures. Mr. Kaluba noted that a strong research and development framework improves construction quality and safety standards, protecting lives and ensuring infrastructure durability. He highlighted EIZ's construction of a center of excellence in Kalumbila, northwestern province, aimed at advanced engineering training and research, and will nurture engineering talent and contribute to national development by equipping professionals with modern industry skills. Mr. Kaluba adds that EIZ is also establishing a research and development sector and pursuing accreditation with the International Engineering Alliance to elevate Zambian engineering standards.
So if we are talking about transformation, real transformation, we need to focus on research and development. Once completed, this center will serve as a vital platform for nurturing engineering talent and will make a meaningful contribution to national development by equipping professionals with the competencies required to meet the evolving demands of modern infrastructure and industry. In addition, we have made significant strides towards achieving the accreditation with the International Engineering Alliance for the Washington Accord, signatory status, which will enable Zambian engineering professionals to practice internationally, promoting professional mobility without the need for professionals to practice to be evaluated.
In global news, Russian soldiers helped repel an attack claimed by the ISIS armed group in Niger's main airport in the capital, Niamey, last week, according to Moscow's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Russia's foreign ministry said the attack was repelled through the joint efforts of the Russian Ministry of Defense's African Corps and the Nigerian Armed Forces. Niger's governing military earlier said that Russian partners had helped to fend off the rare assault on the capital, which saw 20 attackers, including a French national, killed and four army soldiers wounded. On other world news, the BBC has more.
Ukraine has suffered another night of heavy bombardment as Russia again targeted energy infrastructure in Kyiv and several other regions, including Kharkiv and Odessa. President Zelensky accused Moscow of using the coldest days of winter to terrorize people. Temperatures dropped below minus 20 Celsius overnight. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian says he's instructed his foreign minister to prepare for equitable and fair negotiations with the United States. He said talks would require an environment free from threats and unreasonable expectations. Elon Musk is merging his space and artificial intelligence ventures SpaceX and XAI to create the world's largest private company with an estimated value of more than $1 trillion. Mr. Musk said it would work to install AI data centers in space where they could harness power from the sun.
This is Phoenix FM Lunchtime News. We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What live, on air, and online.
And now, business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has launched a comprehensive tobacco grower validation and verification exercise across all tobacco production areas. TBZ Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager Lee Hamunji says the exercise, which will commence on February 4, 2026, is expected to run for 2 weeks and is aimed at verifying registered tobacco growers, validating fields, and collecting production data for the 2026 tobacco marketing season. Mr. Hamunji explains that this initiative is part of TBZ's efforts to strengthen the tobacco industry's regulatory framework and ensure compliance with established guidelines, and involves joint validation with stakeholders at the field level.